Don't grow weary of doing good. Just at the right time, you will reap a benefit if you don't give up. That's one of my favorite quotes. And I use that quote a lot. And just goes to show for anybody listening to me, and I will replay this back so I can listen to it myself. 2020 is going to be the same amount of days, or it's going to be the same amount of months as any other year. But what can you do? What can we do to change the world and make it a better place this year? If you're sitting around and you're thinking it's the month of January, we should be thinking of ways to improve ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually in every facet of our life. Looking to volunteer, looking to help people, looking to learn more things, learn new things, new hobbies. Teaching goodwill, spreading joy, smiling more than we did in 2019. I see a lot of people post that 2020, new year, new me, new workout regimens, starting new businesses, implementing new plans and whatnot. Remind yourself, record yourself, write it down, and follow through every week. Look at it every week. Listen once a week, look at it once a week to see where you're at. Because don't give up, because it's going to get hard. Like it always gets hard. But it's the push through part that gets you to where you want to be, the follow up, the follow through. Every good basketball player has a great follow through. And the reason for that is, if you don't follow through, more than likely you're going to miss that shot. So if you got a goal, you got a business, you got a blog or a podcast you want to work on, or you got anything in your life, you're working on a new job, or a new skill, new hobby, put as much effort as you can into that new hobby. Sometimes we got to be our own parents. Now, mind you, we all have parents, but we have to be our own parents. And what I mean by that is we have to make sure that we are responsible for our own actions. If you had a kid or anything like that, you had nieces and nephews, you hold them accountable for everything they do. So hold yourself accountable for what you do. If you know that you should be doing this, but you're not doing it, what would you say to the younger version of you who you see is falling by the wayside? Do you just let them slide? Or do you put your best foot forward and make sure that you are learning, you are doing the right things, even if it's painful, even if it hurts at the moment? In due time, it will grow and you will blossom and make it and become bigger than what you are right now. So this year, for me and my podcast, I'll be looking to interview a lot of different people just to do success stories. Their success stories. And success comes in a lot of different shapes and forms. It comes in a lot of different jobs, businesses, hobbies, just excellence. Shapes, colors, creeds, nationalities, it doesn't matter. I'm just looking for successful stories. And success is a mindset. It's not a bank statement, it's not a bank account, it's not a bench press, it's a mindset. If you're successful, if you have a mindset that you're successful. It's a quote I saw the other day that said, I'm richer than a lot of people. And I have less money than them. That quote stuck out to me. That quote's from Lil Duval, one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram. But it just goes to show you that just because you got money, just because you got a good life, a good business, or just because you see somebody else with going on vacation 1,000 times in a year, it doesn't make them happy, it doesn't make them successful. You got to pursue your own goals and your own dreams and stay the course. But like I said, I'll be interviewing a lot of people. I might, more than likely, if I send you this link, if I send you this podcast, I'm going to be interviewing you soon.